Poor Idaho matters right now. Farm and ranch lands across the West face many threats, like inflation and outside development. But the federal government is working with agricultural producers to preserve open space and the benefits that it provides. The Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie reports.
Andy James is riding a horse on her ranch in Daniel, Wyoming, population 106. A herd is grazing the high alpine hillsides, which look especially green due to a wet winter in the region.
These heifers are out grazing for the summer here in this pasture.
This plot is part of a U.S. Department of Agriculture program that pays farmers and ranchers to conserve their lands. Later, at the family's dining room table, James lays out maps showing the parcels that are in the program.
This is Horse Creek out there along that hill there. So we have yearlings out here pastured for the summer.
James teaches the second grade at a school nearby and bought the ranch in 2021 from her father. Her family began working in the area in the 50s, and it can be a tough place. The growing season lasts just around 45 days, and the average January temperature is 12 degrees.
Our fun looks like work to people, but we would rather go rope calves and ride horses even for fun. On days off, that's still what we choose to do.
But keeping a ranch has its challenges. Hay prices reached record highs last year. The U.S. lost some 2 million acres of farm and ranch lands in 2022, with a quarter of that just in Wyoming. Bill Bunce with the state's Farm Service Agency says it can be tempting for families to sell out.
If we don't do something now to increase that habitat and make that economically viable where people just don't have to sell off the places, then, you know, in another 100 years, it just won't be there at all. It'll be another parking lot.
Bunt says open space is critical for air quality and food production. That's why the USDA is renewing its push for voluntary conservation programs. Undersecretary Robert Bonney said at a recent meeting of Western governors that it's also important for wildlife. He noted that people generally see animals like moose and elk in the summer at popular parks like Yellowstone.
They don't recognize that, yeah, they're there in the summertime, but in the wintertime, they're often on private working lands.
The USDA has several conservation programs, which includes grasslands. But for years, the number of farms involved in total was on the decline. Between 2006 and 2021, enrolled acreage dropped by more than 40%, or about 15 million acres. So, the USDA added incentives for people to join, like raising rental rates for grassland leases and offering more when farmers can enhance their water and soil quality. They're also trying to attract more people from disadvantaged groups, like newer ranchers or veterans. And they're prioritizing parts of the West that they say really need to be preserved. That includes the Greater Yellowstone ecosystem or former Dust Bowl areas of eastern Colorado and New Mexico.
Economic viability is critical. One of the best tools for conserving grasslands is keeping ranchers ranching.
Last year, total enrollment in conservation reserve programs went up for the first time in 15 years. In the Mountain West, it grew by almost 800,000 acres. On the ground, joining this program doesn't mean many changes for Andy James. She has to meet certain requirements, like only growing hay for part of the year, but most operations remain unchanged, and that's preserving open space for wildlife. Moose still hang out in the riverbeds. Pronghorn are still up on the ridges.
And they live right along with whatever's grazing up there when we're up there in the summertime with cattle. Just saw some babies the other day, actually.
The difference is these payments provide about $35,000 of extra income. She says with this money, she could build better fencing and wells, pay off a loan, or hire some extra help.
We want to continue doing what we do. This is our livelihood. And we're more looking for programs that help supplement what we love to do so that we can keep our land working and operating as a ranch.
She says by funding conservation programs, the USDA is recognizing the value agriculture provides. Still, advocates say further reforms, and in some cases more funding, are needed to enroll more landowners. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Will Walkie in Daniel, Wyoming.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.